Before we start this episode of CFD's Podcast for Good, let's give a little shout out to our presenting sponsor, WSECU. WSECU has been a part of the community since 1957 and has been supporting the CFD in a big way since 2011. Thanks to them, we were able to bring you spectacular events and promotions like the Masquerade Ball, Golf for Veterans Tournament, and our incredible First Week to Give, which has been responsible for raising tens of thousands of dollars in donations to charities throughout our community. For more on how WSECU serves charities throughout our community, visit www.wsecu.org/community. And of course, visit our website to find out more about our incredible partnership with WSECU. And now, here's the show. That whole one where they were like on stage and it went, blame it on the blame. No, it was
girl, you know it.
And he runs back.
Yep.
And like tries to turn it off.
Mm-hmm.
Like you can't, I mean, at that
tape
point,
skipping.
You're screwed, man.
Yeah.
You're done.
Yeah.
Was that the one that brought them down?
That was it.
Boy,
that was the beginning of the end.
Oh, the empire that was Milli Vanilli. Short-lived.
Short-lived, indeed.
Oh, too bad.
Catchy
oh,
tunes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, way to go. Way to go, OJs, or yeah. Whatever they were called.
Yeah, I don't even remember.
That. I mean, I really think to myself now that we're looking back on it, like, how dumb were we? Because the guy who sings it, I've seen the picture, he's like this big...
Huge guy.
Yeah. That we thought that was coming out of those two guys.
The little itty bitty skinny minis.
It's ridiculous.
I mean, you know, you could have this big, deep, booming voice, but like if they spoke, they did not sound like that.
Mm-hmm,
this
mm-hmm.
deep, soulful kind of voice.
Mm-hmm,
like I think
mm-hmm.
one of the guys had a higher pitch voice. So mm-hmm. it's like,
who do you think lip syncs right now?
Right now?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, if you are a pop act and you're dancing, how can you not?
How can you do that?
Yeah.
Right? How can you not be out of breath? I'm out of breath walking up these stairs.
I'm out of breath right now. I'm lip syncing this whole show.
We should really work out more. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to season 3, episode 18 of the CFD's Podcast for Good. I am Philip Kerrigan. I am the program manager of the Washington State Combined Fund Drive. I am joined here by my co-host,
Heather Lucas, the fiscal and policy coordinator for the Combined Fund Drive.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, I am.
We're going to talk about something that is a sort of everybody always talks about, but mixed with something that nobody talks
exactly.
about, which is veterans.
Yes.
Everybody talks about veterans and those veterans in need, but then dental care.
Boom.
So veterans and dental care. And before you people go like, wow, how deep in the well are they going? this is actually a huge deal.
It is.
In talking with Dr. Teresa Chang, the founder and a retired periodontist of Everyone for Veterans, you kind of discovered that, man, this is a hugely important thing she's doing.
Well, yeah. And like nobody really wants to say, like, not take care of their health, but it's an easy thing to overlook.
Yeah. I mean, this
your health in general. But then, like, you've got different aspects of it. Dental care.
Yeah.
I mean, that I think that falls by the wayside a lot.
Absolutely. I completely agree 100%. Yeah. And, I mean, I could be wrong. She's the first doctor we've had on the show.
I can't recall another doctor.
Is there a doctor in the house? Yes.
Dr. Chang. Teresa Chang. Boom.
Yeah. So she came on and she talked about veterans and dental care. But as you will hear when we go through the interview, Everyone for Veterans seems to be so much more than that.
Mm-hmm.
Because then they started to dive into, well, now we don't just have dental care, but we have this sort of, what would you call it? She called it the Uber. Uber for veterans.
Uber for veterans.
Yeah.
So it's like not just dental care. That's where it started.
Yeah.
But if somebody is in need and they're a veteran.
Yeah.
And you can take on the mission.
Yeah.
To help them.
Yeah. That's very neat.
That's rad.
That's very neat. This charity this week and foreshadowing the charity next week that talks a little bit about camping with families, I will tell you this fits right in line with the sort of theme that we have this year about being connected and trying to do something beyond just, you know, your daily life. Both of these two charities, above all else, are about connection.
You know, I planned that.
Nicely done.
I didn't plan that.
Oh. Well, you could have fooled me, and you did.
Boom.
You should have just taken credit for that.
Do I get, like, will you give me money for that? Like, give me $5 or something?
I cannot give you $5. Well, I mean, I can personally give you $5.
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, okay, yeah, I'll give you
What do you got in your wallet right now?
I got, like, a $1. I'm sorry. I mean, I was planning on buying
I'll take it.
I was planning on buying a Mountain Dew with that, so.
I don't know if you know, but there's sugar in that, which could lead to cavities. That's right. Which you'll need to go see your dentist.
Full circle.
For. Boom. That's plan okay. that too. Didn't plan it at all.
One of the things that Dr. Cheng talked about was the lack of dental care for veterans from the VA.
Yeah. I had no idea.
I also had no idea. Again, like you kind of just like you hit the nail on the head. It's just not something we think about in general very often, mm-hmm. dental care. And for it not to be covered under the VA,
yeah.
super interesting.
I think dental care is one of those things that people don't think about until they absolutely need
yeah.
it.
Yeah, well, when you got a yeah. cavity, right?
Yeah, or mm-hmm. like not just a cavity. Like people could live through cavities for a long time.
Yeah.
It's when it gets bad and painful, right. and then they're like, oh.
I should get this looked at.
This sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah, this yeah. is not good.
Right. It's really yeah. interesting. So it was a great interview, but before we dive into the interview, you have a question of the pod.
Yeah, so I was curious about, you know, wisdom teeth. Not everybody gets their wisdom teeth.
Correct.
According to the internet, which
according
is
to the internet.
True.
All things are true.
Yeah, all things on the internet are true. 35% of people don't get their wisdom teeth okay. to come in.
Okay.
Okay. So did you, Philip Kerrigan, ever have your wisdom teeth come in?
I had all of them come in.
Yeah.
All of them at the same time.
Oh, yeah?
And all pulled at the same time.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was a very clean process. Shout out to Dr. Peterson. Still remember you. I was about 16 years old.
Okay.
I think it was about 16. And I'd always had sort of like mangled teeth growing
yeah.
up. And I got braces when I was about 14 or 15. And then the wisdom teeth were going to affect all of that work
yeah.
that had been put in by the orthodontist.
Yeah.
So my mom, we went to this guy and, I mean, not guy.
Yeah,
it was a
real
dentist.
Dude on the street.
It was a real office. But it was like in and out in the morning of, and he pulled all of them at one time. Now, I was under.
Okay.
Because, like, when you have all four going, you got to get them, you got to go under. I don't think there's any, you don't have a choice.
Yeah.
That would be too much.
Yeah.
Right? Painful. Sucked afterwards for
yeah.
sure. Yeah. I mean, I, you know, well, not really painful, but so much. You got all like the gauze and stuff in there. And, but yeah, so I've had all of them come in, all of them ripped out all at the same time.
I see. Okay.
How about you?
Well, I had all of them come in. Like when I was younger, we didn't go the braces route because my teeth were really straight.
Oh, cool.
And then when I was 20, all of my wisdom teeth came in.
Yeah. And then,
and then
just
started
the
to
whole
shove
mouth.
All of my teeth around. So now my teeth are crooked.
Yeah.
So that's something where, like, we talk dental care and we have a dentist, you know, mm-hmm. and I'm like, don't look at my teeth. You know, but I went to go get them pulled out. Mm-hmm. They had to shoot 11 different shots into my face because
oh,
I could
God.
Still feel stuff. And I guess that ran my insurance out, so they only pulled two. So my left side, gone.
Good.
The right side, still there.
You still got them?
I still got
right
them.
Right now?
Right now.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
And are they affecting you in any way?
Well, I'm sure that they have continued to push my teeth
sure.
forward until they settled.
Right.
But, I mean, I don't
Do you have
feel...
any? You don't have any pain or anything?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so interesting.
See, and, like, I've had dentists be like, you don't feel this? You don't feel that? And
yeah.
I'm just like, no, I
yeah.
don't. Like, is this an issue?
Yeah, because, they, you know, the hype behind the wisdom teeth is that they hurt like the dickens when
yeah,
they come
see,
in.
Yeah, see, and when I got my two wisdom teeth pulled out, like, everybody talked about wisdom teeth being, like, one of the most painful things.
Yeah.
Or, like, root canals being painful.
Yeah.
I've had one root canal. I've had two wisdom teeth pulled.
Yeah.
And I was just like, I don't get it.
Neither one did it, like,
no.
was too bad.
No.
I don't think I want a root canal ever.
Yeah, see, I don't feel the yeah. pain or anything like
yeah.
that. Maybe I'm immune to pain.
I'm going to do a little knock on wood moment here.
Oh,
yours
yeah.
truly, Mr. Kerrigan, has never had a cavity in his life.
Ooh, look at you.
I know.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm
Way
pretty.
To take care of those teethers.
I'm pretty proud of that fact.
Yeah.
I don't floss as much as
you
I
You should
did.
Put that on a business card.
This
Not
has been...
the flossing, the cavity thing.
This has been Dental Hour. Leather Lucas and Phil Kerrigan. So, without any further ado, we're going to toss it to our very first doctor.
Yes.
Dr. Teresa Cheng, the founder of Everyone for Veterans. Here's that interview. All right, so we are here with our very first doctor on the podcast, Dr. Teresa Cheng, the founder and also a retired periodontist. You are the founder of Everyone for Veterans, a nonprofit corporation, correct?
That's correct.
Doctor, thank you for coming on to the podcast.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for this opportunity.
Absolutely. So can you give us a little history about Everyone for Veterans and what it is that you do for the community?
Yeah, so we started about 10 years ago when I was still practicing. We would provide free dental care for, initially, families of veterans because we thought that veterans get dental care. But actually, only a small percentage of veterans get dental care. So unless they are designated 100% service-connected disability, and there's some other conditions, you know, like POWs and stuff, then they don't get
So they don't get dental care from the VA.
So most veterans do not have dental care. And so so then, of course, we provided care for veterans, too. But veterans is a very big population, so and we are a very small group, so we have to kind of look at what population of veterans. So we decided on low income, and they have to have deployed to combat areas.
Okay.
And so that's our qualification at this point. And I realized and learned from the fact that if I provide care in my office, it's pretty much limited to geographic limitation.
Right.
So, I mean, even though people travel an hour, 2 hours to come for the care, but so there are a couple of things I found out, and that is one is the geographic limitation. The other is, you know, the care we provide only for that one free dental day is limited. And so we realized that there's a lot of other care, so we get them back to finish their care, but being a periodontist, I need the collaboration of restorative dentists, we call it. And so then I just call up my buddies and say, hey, you want to help out a combat veteran?
Yeah.
And if they're traveling like from Ellensburg or whatever, I call a dentist there. And so then I thought, well, you know, maybe I could just call more people. And the other thing I realized was that a lot of people want to help out a veteran. They want to do a case for a veteran, but how do you find one? And so we got a lot of dentists, when I thank them for helping out the veteran, they actually thank me for giving them that opportunity.
Wow.
So then we started helping people from out of state, and so now we've provided services to veterans in about 15 or 16 states.
Wow.
So basically, wherever the veteran is at, if they qualify with us, we will find them a dentist in the community.
Wow. Very cool.
Yeah, and so I've just learned a lot from working with the veterans. They're really very nice people.
Yeah.
And they've done a tremendous job for the you know, for the country.
Right.
And so then I started thinking, well, it couldn't be just dentists who are wanting to help out veterans. So we just tested out with like the general public and see, you know, and there are a lot of people who look us up from Google.
Yeah.
And they wanted to do something for a veteran.
Yeah.
So we give them a project. So we give them a mission.
Yeah.
That they can accomplish the mission. And so that's our wingman project.
Awesome.
So that is what we learned from the dental program. And then we set up a wingman project, so everybody has this opportunity. So basically, anybody who wants to do something for a veteran can just sign on, and you are just hovering there until a veteran is in need in your community, and then we'll give you the project. You can take it or not, you know. You can choose to take the mission or not.
Yeah.
Nice.
And so so that's, of course, we just launched this project in 2017, so we've had amazing mission accomplished, that are just great, but small in numbers at this point, so we need to get the information out, and everybody can sign on. And so I like to think of us like kind of the Uber of veteran care, you know, it's like all the community sign on, and you're just hovering there, and when there's a need, then you can, you know, jump in and help them out. So there are things that are like very doable, like veterans. You know, truck's taillights went out, and he doesn't like to drive at night, and he works in night shift. And so so if we give you that mission, you can figure out all sorts of ways to get that taken
care of. That's very cool.
Yeah.
You know, you might know a mechanic who wants to help out and, you know, do the service for free. So the idea is to give the general public a way to connect to veterans.
That's neat.
I mean, there's like 45,000 nonprofits registered with the IRS that provide, you know, great services for veterans and families. And a lot of them do tremendous work.
Yeah.
But what I'm noticing is that it's missing this connection to the general public.
Right.
Yeah.
So what we're trying to do is give the general public, anyone who wants to give back to combat veterans, you know, can connect with us.
Now, you mentioned Google. How do most veterans get in touch with you?
That's a really great question, because initially we thought, oh, we'll just let people know we provide free dental care in the dental office.
Yeah.
And veterans would show up. And actually, no, it's really hard to get word out to the veterans initially. I mean, now we're pretty connected, and so the vet centers, I guess, are what the VA has established, that are small offices for, you know, counseling and stuff, and those are pretty effective in getting word out to the community, and they're more spread out rather than the big beat VA.
So,
but a lot of people still end up finding us through Google.
Are you a veteran yourself?
No. So that's the funny part, because I have no clue about veterans and veteran issues. I connected with this cause more as a mom, because, I had three sons, and, you know, they were teenagers when the Iraq War happened.
Yeah.
So, so all the injuries that come back, I always kind of feel for the mom. So I think in a way that kind of gives me some advantage from the standpoint of seeing it from the civilian side.
Yeah.
I mean, for years, when the Iraq War happened, and I think a lot of people want to do something, and, you know, me too, and but you don't know how you can help out, you know, and you always feel like this is such a huge problem that I can't do anything about, you know, if only the VA would just, you know, work perfectly.
Fix itself.
Yeah. If only the VA would work perfectly, then that'll take care of it. And so, but then after I learn more about the issue, the VA can't do everything.
Right.
You know, like we have a wingman project, which is like a veteran service dog. He's low income. The service dog needs, believe it or not, dental care.
And so then
you know, the VA can't help with that.
Right.
You know, and there are probably some nonprofit organizations that help that. But but we gave it to one of our wingmen, and, you know, she just called around to all the vets and tell them, and then voila, there's a vet who, you know, do all the treatment for free, and donated like $700+ of services.
That's great.
That's cool.
So that's the connection that we think is out there, and we have, you know, enough sample that we feel very confident that this country can do that.
Yeah.
We're starting with Washington State, so go Washington.
There you go.
And there's definitely no limitation to other states, you know, coming on with the same thing. So I realized that there's that service gap, and the best way to fill it is your own local community.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a great call.
So, yeah, dental care isn't the first thing that people think about when it's, like, support veterans.
Right.
They don't think about that at all. Like, how big of a problem is adequate dental care, especially if the VA isn't supporting most veterans? How important is adequate dental care for veterans?
That's a good question. Adequate dental care. So a lot of programs across the country, and which is how we started, this free veteran care, or free day of service for veterans, typically provide what we call urgent care. So which means you come, a lot of them are, you know, first come, first serve, or even if you have an appointment, then you're, you get whatever the more urgent need is taken care of. So, but with dental, there's, you know, if you have neglected your mouth for a few years, there's a lot of other needs that may be not hurting yet. But so then that's kind of what we saw when we started that. And we felt like for our combat veterans, that's not right for them to just, you know, spend a lifetime of, you know, urgent care if they have low income jobs, you know, and no dental options. So we provide comprehensive dental care, which is when we give this, connect this veteran to a dentist, and then we have certain guidelines for them, and we say establish adequate health, or establish health, not adequate, establish health, adequate function, adequate aesthetics, so that then, you know, there's a guideline. I mean, obviously, they can, you know, put implant on every tooth, but, you know, that's not realistic in a way. But at least, you know, the dentists have some guidelines, and that's kind of what they're working for. So the idea is to provide these veterans with complete health, and then hopefully they will maintain it. So that then they get this opportunity to be able to be healthy. You know, the jury's still out as far as whether they will maintain it. I think, you know, there will be at least, you know, a certain percentage that would, and that would be a huge benefit for them. Otherwise, they spend a lifetime of, you know, chronic dental disease. That's what we saw when we were providing free care in office.
So what kind of impacts have you seen this service make on the lives of veterans? Do you mention you go beyond urgent care? And so you probably see some folks a second time. Do you feel like, I mean, you obviously wouldn't be in this line of work if you didn't see the impact. What kind of impact do you see when you take care of folks?
Yeah, so this is volunteer work, which is probably more exciting than work.
But yeah, right.
You know, there's just so many stories of that. We had one of the first few years when we had that, we had actually one World War II veteran.
At that time.
He was, and this is like 10 years ago, he was already, I don't know, eight.
Yeah.
And so he actually had to take the bus because we were in Issaquah. He had to take the bus, and actually I sent my husband to the park and ride to go pick him up because our office is not on a bus route.
Yeah.
So, but after we took care of him, he was pretty quiet. Then he, subsequent weeks later, took a bus and came into my office and brought me a plant.
Oh, wow.
I know. I was like, oh my gosh, all choked up. but they're just like all these all choked up stuff. And so our combat veterans are a tough, you know, band of brothers and sisters. And they may not be very touchy-feely. But I had one veteran sent me his medal.
Wow.
And I know.
Unbelievable.
So a medal, I guess that's, you know.
Yeah.
Rock point. So I should have brought it for you.
Wow.
So definitely we get the typical ones as far as, you know, that they can chew again. Mm-hmm. One veteran says, I've lost, you know, a ton of weight because now I can eat vegetables.
Yeah.
And these are things that we don't think about.
Right.
So, and definitely I've heard from veterans who says that, you know, her smile looks so much better now and she got a better job and now she has a dental insurance.
Yeah.
And so when we helped her, that was just, you know, a perfect
right.
combination. Nice. So it's just a little hand up to, you know, get them going. And so I think the human connection may be just as much as what the dental does.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
And don't forget, on the other side too, though, the people providing the care are really impacted.
Yeah. They get something out of it as well.
Yeah, yeah. And a lot of times they say, you know, they get more out of giving. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
So, so I think that is kind of what motivates me the most is the fact that, you know, we can make a difference in people's lives.
Right.
You know, coming initially from the standpoint of just wanting out to help out the combat veterans, but you can see that, you know, basically the community is healthier if they're helping out and connecting to the veterans.
Very cool.
I was looking at your website and came across your blog, and there are blog posts about like helping out veterans with, you know, their dental care. And it kind of talks a little in depth, like a little history about each of them, like where they served and like if they have PTSD and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So they might talk about their experiences, you know, after coming back from war.
Mm-hmm.
Have you found that it's kind of like a therapeutic session for some of these veterans to come in and have dental work and have like this kind of back and forth between the dentist and themselves, like it's sort of like therapy?
Absolutely. I think, you know, I've volunteered at other urgent care clinics too, and you really see them just at one time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, but when you see them for comprehensive care, you see them for multiple appointments, you do establish a rapport with them. And there's nothing wrong with the urgent care model. I mean, there are some people who just wanted to go see the dentist at one time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Take care of this pain. I don't want to deal with you.
So
there are the different levels of care. I'm not by any means saying, you know, one's better than the other. But you definitely develop more of a rapport. And one of the first ones that clinics we had in our office was a Vietnam vet who then subsequently opened up and told me about how, you know, after 40 years, he's finally able to talk about it and he's seeing a counselor.
Yeah.
And he asked me, he said, you want to see my diary?
Wow.
And he brought his little book for me and, you know, left it for me for a few days.
Yeah.
And then the next visit, then, you know, I gave it back to him.
Wow.
And that is saying something.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Absolutely.
And, you know, I don't know as far as, you know, how much therapeutic it is, but a lot of times they do comment like, you know, wow, you know, it you know, builds trust in humanity that, you know, there are people out there who wants to connect with us. And you know, the ones who are low income and struggling, I mean, there are a lot of veterans who return from war and they do just fine and go on. But the ones who do have some challenges, you know, they feel isolated, you know.
Yeah, totally.
It's, you know, whatever it's psychological, physical situations that, and so if we can, you know, help out in any way and connect, and I think that that's a good thing. I mean, we don't have any data to show that.
Sure.
But, there's plenty of.
Doesn't always need data, though, yeah. As far as I'm concerned.
Yeah. There's plenty of feedback. Yeah. Plenty of feedback about that.
Yeah.
And I'm sure we don't have the resources to talk to all the dentists who've treated veterans, but I'm sure they have. I did hear of one office manager. So the veteran that they were seeing then end up with some housing issue and end mm-hmm. up, she found out that he was homeless in his car. And so she ended up paying for, you know, a few days hotel for him mm-hmm. to go to.
Yeah.
Out of her own. I mean, that's
cool.
Yeah.
That's cool.
So when you connect people, the amazing things that could happen, the solutions that you don't think about and stuff like that, people are amazing.
Yeah.
They are. So you kind of hit on it a little bit. Veterans come in, and some of them feel the effects of coming back from whatever conflict they were in. PTSD, of course, is something that has finally gotten the appropriate label for some of these folks who have gone through some pretty heavy stuff. Do you have recommendations for maybe dentists who might be dealing with a veteran who might have PTSD? Do you find that you have to treat them maybe a little bit differently and more carefully, because going to the dentist can be stressful.
Really?
Yeah.
You've never heard that before?
About.
No.
Do you have any? I take a nap when I go to my dentist. But, but yeah, totally. What is interesting is through our application process, we try to keep it as simple as possible. Mm-hmm. But we do have a couple of phone interviews. They do have to sign in some paperwork. So what we found is that typically by the time they are applying for dental care, they have had some level of stability.
Okay. Okay.
And you know, because otherwise they're dealing with all these
other things. Yeah.
And so in a way, that kind of self screens itself, you know, by the time they go through our application with us. So some never finish the application with us because they may have some, you know, other things that they have to deal with. Mm-hmm. But you mentioned PTSD, and I know that is a term that is used a lot more, and the general public do understand a little bit more about mm-hmm. that. But, you know, that can be managed, you know, and so they learn to do that, you know, whether, you know, with a psychologist or a therapist.
Right.
But the other big thing I want to bring up is TBI, traumatic brain injury. And that's a huge thing with this, you know, this wars like Iraq and Afghanistan.
Yeah.
You know, because we have such good protection, they don't die from the blast.
Right.
But they get affected. And of course, the signature weapon of the opposing side was the IED, mm-hmm. improvised explosive devices, which means there's a lot of explosions. And traumatic brain injury is it's huge. It basically jumbles up your brain where, you know, you can't process, you know, things. You know, you can't read a form and understand it, and you forget. And those effects linger for a long time. And actually, the medical community doesn't really know exactly how to deal with those, you know, a traumatic brain injury. They almost feel like these ones from the war should be a different term, like mm-hmm. blast-induced traumatic brain injury, mm-hmm. unlike the sports.
Right.
There's some similarities,
but
that's still different from the blast waves. So that, I feel like that is a much bigger effect on our veterans, at least the younger. The PTSD may actually be the older vets.
Okay.
You know, they just haven't dealt with it. A lot of mm-hmm. them are dealing with it 40 years later.
Yep.
Yeah.
But the younger vets, a lot of times, I think, even though they may have some PTSD also, but the TBI effect, I think, is, you know, more significant.
That's so interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because your brain... whatever.
Right. I mean, it's the
elements are jumbled. And that takes a long time for them to settle down or for them to learn how to live with that.
So, right. And the nature of this particular combat that was done in Afghanistan and Iraq probably saw a lot of that.
So much blast and just,
Yeah.
And they survived.
Exactly. That's really interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's say someone hears this podcast and they want to start giving to Everyone for Veterans. Mm-hmm. Can you talk about what donations do for your organization?
We are a very efficient lean machine. I volunteer a ton of my time. And so we only have one and a part-time employee. And so we process and connect these veterans to dentists or the public. So we have to do a lot of work in, you know, getting the word out to dentists, signing them up. And so at this point now with the nonprofit, we don't see the veterans as far as in the clinic anymore. Mm-hmm. So we, and it's more efficient to mm-hmm. be able to help out the veteran just in wherever they are, mm-hmm. you know, Florida,
yeah.
you know, Massachusetts. And,
yeah.
And so, so we work to connect them. So we have to get the word out to the dentist group,
yeah.
get out to the public, mm-hmm. And then we would have providers that then we can connect them. So,
yeah.
We interviewed the veterans and, you know, get a feel of where they're at. And so, so that's what we do now. And you know, get services for our veterans through their own community.
Yeah. Well, Dr. Chang, thank you so much for coming on and talking about this really interesting subject as it relates to veterans. And thank you for everything you're doing.
Oh, you're welcome. My pleasure.
Okay, so that was Dr. Teresa Chang, the founder of Everyone for Veterans. Just a great conversation. I was super surprised to hear how many communities that they're in.
Yeah.
And she's done it so smart. Right. Like it's this and like she realized that if you had one facility, it would be very difficult to go mobile.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. And so what she's done instead is they sounds like they do have their one facility, but mm-hmm. then they've just made all these connections with people who already have the infrastructure in place.
Yeah.
In other
so
areas.
They don't have to build offices yeah. or they don't have to have like a mobile unit that goes places.
Yeah.
They just utilize what already exists.
Genius.
Yeah.
Genius. It was really, really neat and very cool to hear her talk about how much civilians in particular want to take care of veterans.
Yeah.
You know, that's one thing you hear a lot about is we got to take care of our vets, got to take care of our vets, got to take care of our vets. And sometimes it feels like those in power do not put their money where their mouth is.
True.
And and so that means that those of us who maybe can do something about it should do something about it. And
sometimes you just
cool.
don't know how to find the way to do it. And that's something she
very
also
cool,
brought
very
up.
Cool.
How do you connect with somebody who needs help
yeah,
like that?
Yeah, very neat. Very
yeah.
neat. And a couple of her stories where she talked about these very tough, gruff veterans opening up.
Yeah.
One guy sent her a medal.
Yeah.
That's all really neat stuff.
That is cool.
Very cool. I got to assume you got some facts and figures.
I thought about facts and figures.
Yes.
I do have some facts, but I did kind of construct them more like trivia.
Oh! You know I love a good trivia.
Exactly.
All right.
So, you know, we've done facts
yeah.
on veterans before.
Yep.
So we're doing facts and figures and trivia on teeth.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Here we go.
Here we go.
I mean, this is my specialty.
Yeah, since you don't have any cavities.
Having never had a cavity.
Yeah, so you should nail every single
one
of these.
Oh, my gosh. Too much pressure.
Okay? But it will give you options here.
Okay.
Okay? So we're going to start with some animal kind of teeth stuff here.
Animal teeth?
Yeah, dude. Animals have teeth. I don't know if you knew that.
Okay.
I don't know if you knew that. Okay, so different animals, of course, have different you know, amounts
yeah.
in their mouth because
yeah.
their mouths are different shapes, right?
Sure.
So for a cat,
yeah.
how many teeth
oh my
does a cat have? Is it 25? Is it 30? Or is it 35? Your average cat.
Oh, my gosh. Well, it's not going to be what a human is because you wouldn't ask the question if it was because of what a human is.
How do you know?
I'm working through
oh,
the
yeah,
question,
yeah.
Lucas.
Your process.
This
That's
is my
right.
process.
That's right.
You know I have a process.
I know.
How
would you know? I'm getting ready to fight.
They're tiny. Cats are tiny and they have little mouths. But that would lead you to believe that maybe you go in the other direction. I'm going to say C.
35?
Yeah.
Almost. 30. On average, 30 teeth.
I think I'm going to say a little beef with that question.
Okay.
You put the two answers too close together. 30 and 35 are too close.
Whatever.
Okay. Great host. Whatever.
Yeah. So toothbrush bristles,
mm-hmm.
you know, they're not animal hair anymore, but they used to be animal hair.
Wow, I did not know that.
You didn't know that?
I did not know that.
Okay, well, then this will be interesting.
This is really
Can you guess
interesting. Okay.
an animal
yeah.
That whose hair was used as a toothbrush bristle?
Okay.
I've
got one in my head, but I want to see if you got them written down.
I have three written
Okay,
down.
Go ahead.
I'm not going to tell you what they are.
What?
No. You
okay.
just guess one.
Horse.
That's one.
Ah-ha!
See? Look out.
Yeah.
Look at that. You did well. You did incredibly well. The other two that I've got here listed, boar and badger.
Boar and badger.
Yeah.
Boy, took some. That's some vicious animals.
Also,
that
like, kudos to the person who's like, you know what?
Ripping badger hair off?
Yeah.
Those things are vicious.
Yes. Yes, they are. I feel like it's my spirit animal. So, tusks are essentially teeth as well, right? Mm-hmm, Elephants have tusks.
Yep.
How heavy, how much does a tusk weigh? One tusk, is it 365 pounds? Now, these are average numbers. 365 pounds, 465 pounds, or 565 pounds?
This is an elephant tusk.
Elephant tusk.
I'm going to say A, 365 pounds.
B, 465.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
Could you imagine?
Wow. 400 pounds?
Yeah. And they can be, you know, like these massive, massive things. But like an elephant, one of its molars can weigh 12 pounds. Yeah, a molar.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's cool.
All right. So last animal question.
Okay.
There's plenty of questions. But just animal.
Yeah.
Okay. So during the Middle Ages in Germany, people believed kissing a certain type of animal would relieve toothaches. Okay. Now, I'll give you a little hint here.
Okay. Yeah.
It is a politically affiliated animal. What animal is it?
A politically affiliated animal?
Yeah.
Well, a politically affiliated animal. Oh, a donkey.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was like the bald eagle?
Germany.
Catch it. Bring it down. Kiss its beak.
My toothache is feeling better now.
Oh, donkey. You know what I was going to say? I was going to say rat because of the bubonic plague.
Nice.
Like, oh, honey, it'll go away. Just kiss a rat.
Just kiss this rat.
Okay, donkey. Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay, so then we're going to go to dental history trivia.
Mm-hmm,
okay.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So there have been definitely skeletons, things found, bones, all this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And they've been able to find, like, hey, this person is suffering from things like tooth decay.
Yeah.
Okay. So the earliest record of tooth decay was described by the Sumerians as a certain type of kind of like term.
Okay.
Okay. So what did they call it? Did they call it tooth decay? Did they call it a tooth worm?
Okay.
A tooth bug or a tooth plague?
Tooth plague.
Tooth worm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So it was from Sumerians.
Tooth worms. Okay.
And then all the way through like 18th century European Age of Enlightenment, they still called it tooth
worms.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah. And there's evidence around 2700 BC that Chinese acupuncture was used to treat tooth pain.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Chinese acupuncture, man.
Fun fact. Okay.
You ever gotten acupuncture?
No.
I haven't either. I feel like I want to try it one time for my lower
back. I
want to
try it, too.
Yeah.
My brother Buck did it once.
Yeah, I heard it's cool.
He was just like, it was kind of a weird experience.
Yeah, well, it would be weird. You're getting needles stuck in you like a pincushion, but people say it works.
Hey, if it relieves stuff,
and the Chinese have been doing it for a long time.
That's true.
Yeah.
So they're pretty much experts by now.
That's right.
Okay, so now we're going to go celebrity trivia.
Celebrity dentistry trivia?
Yeah.
Okay.
Interesting.
You are running the gamut here.
You like that?
Yeah.
Okay. So.
Okay.
Famous lead singer. I need you to guess who it is.
Okay.
Had an emerald chip put in the middle of his upper right incisor. People thought it was spinach caught in his teeth. So after a while, he decided to change it to a ruby. But then people thought it was blood.
Okay.
So he changed it to a diamond. What famous lead singer has a diamond in his incisor?
Famous lead singer. So he's in a rock band.
Yeah.
Okay. So it can't be Kanye or something crazy like that.
You'd kind of expect a diamond in Kanye's teeth.
Kanye probably has diamond teeth.
He probably does.
Shout out to Kanye. Come on the show. let's see. It's not going to be Mick Jagger. Is it an old rocker or is it a newer rocker?
It's an older rocker.
It's an older rocker. I'm going to say Ozzy Osbourne.
No.
Okay. Who is it?
It's Mick Jagger.
Is this Mick Jagger? Oh my gosh, it's Mick Jagger?
It's
How is that not a bigger thing?
I don't know.
He's got a diamond in his freaking teeth.
Yeah.
What?
And not
I've
like
never, I've literally
anything,
never
you know?
Heard that about Mick Jagger.
I hadn't either.
Until now.
But the internet says it's true, so it's true.
It's got to be true.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Well, geez, Mick Jagger, that's weird, man.
Mm-hmm.
But he's a weird dude.
He is a weird dude.
Yeah.
Okay, so then we're going to go dental health trivia. Okay.
Dental health.
I want you to name the percentage of systemic diseases that have oral manifestations.
Okay.
Okay? 33%, 65%, or 90%?
I'm going to go 33%.
90.
90?
The internet says 90. Though you can have a lot of problems start with your mouth.
Oh, yeah. You know, I've heard that there's this direct connection between not flossing and heart.
Exactly.
Heart disease.
90%.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Wow. 90%. Mm-hmm. That does it, people. Take care of your mouth.
Take care of that mouth.
Take care of your mouth.
Yeah. No cavities.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Philip Kerrigan.
Thank you very much.
Okay. So then dental number facts. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
the average human produces saliva, you know, throughout their lifetime. How many quarts of saliva in a lifetime could an average human produce? Is it 10,000 quarts, 18,000 quarts, or 25,000 quarts?
Well, it's I don't know what a quart is. So we're just going to say...
it's like this big.
Yeah.
Yay, metric system.
So I'm going to say C, which was 20-something thousand?
25,000?
Yeah.
That's correct.
Awesome.
Nice.
Thank
nice
you
job.
For crying out loud. Apparently, I needed one correct one.
That is enough to fill two regular-sized swimming pools.
Oh, that is disgusting.
That's awesome.
That is so gross.
Yeah.
Saliva swimming pool? Ah!
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Oh, gosh.
And then the Statue of Liberty.
Uh-huh.
Obviously, she has a mouth.
She does.
How wide is her mouth?
Oh, okay.
Is it 3 feet wide?
Okay.
6 feet wide or 9 feet wide?
I'm going to say it's 9 feet wide.
It's 3 feet.
It's only three only feet wide. She's got a tiny mouth.
She's got a tiny little mouth.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. I know that it's
how do
least...
they brush her teeth?
Great question. Mm. Probably with a power washer.
That's true.
Boom.
Yeah.
All right. So some smile facts. Okay.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
There's an obscure law in one of the first 13 states.
Okay.
Okay. Our colonies that became states.
Okay.
I want you to name the state, but there's an obscure law in this state that requires women to obtain written permission from their husbands to wear dentures. What state?
Oh, man. Wow.
Is this ridiculous law still existing?
Is it still existing?
Yeah.
It still exists right now?
Yeah.
Okay. It's got to be... Okay. I'm going to do a few through my head. Maine seems like one that would be kooky enough to do that. I feel like Virginia is like a place that would do that. And I feel like Pennsylvania. I'm going to say Maine.
You're physically close.
Yeah. Massachusetts?
Mm-hmm.
Virginia or Vermont?
There you go.
Vermont. Wow. Barry Sanders. You're not going to do anything.
No, he's
Bernie
not.
Bernie Sanders, get that done, man.
Yeah. Like you were a lawmaker, at least you can get that off
you
the
You
can
take care of that one, right?
If Barry Sanders helps out, that's not bad. I mean, he's going to, you know.
Barry Sanders.
Rush for
Barry Sanders, the first senator to rush for 2,000 yards in a single season.
That'd be incredible.
Yeah.
What's he doing? Come on.
He could run for office.
He
I
would
mean,
win
you know
in Michigan.
He'd win in Michigan.
He would definitely
he
win.
He would definitely carry Michigan.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. Last question. It's about the Tooth Fairy.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So in the days before the Tooth Fairy, children in England and Australia, they dropped their first baby tooth into the hole, the habitat of a certain creature.
Okay.
Believing it'd keep them free from toothaches.
Okay.
Okay. What creature? Is it a snake hole, a rabbit hole, or a mouse hole?
I'm going to say rabbit hole because the rabbit is a much more like benign and sort of associated with like certain holidays like Easter and such. So I'm going to say rabbit.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
It is not.
Oh, what is it?
It's mouse.
It's a mouse
hole. It'd be cool if it was snake, but
no.
Not in
Nobody
England.
Trusts snakes. People haven't trusted snakes since the beginning of time.
Well, they haven't trusted them, but they're all over in Australia.
That's true. They are all over in Australia. That's why my wife will go to Australia.
Because of the snakes?
Because she thinks she's going to run into one snake.
Dude, blue glowworms that are 3 feet long? Like, come on.
Oh, my gosh.
Have you seen pictures of those?
I have not.
Yeah, they're insane.
I do want to go to Australia, though.
I want to see the Australian death animals.
Sure. I mean, I'm fine with avoiding Australian death animals. Okay. That's good.
So that
was
trivia.
Mousehole.
I think you got
it was tough. It was rough.
Yeah. You've done better on others.
I have. That was a brutal trivia because
so
it's teeth.
Maybe you shouldn't put anything about your teeth on business cards. Like the fact that you're cavity free.
I don't think so.
Leave
it
that
just
off.
Didn't seem to work.
Yeah. Not this time.
So
now your strong suit.
Yeah, no, it really wasn't.
But maybe the next time you do bar trivia, you'll know a lot more about.
No, if they go like teeth, I'm gonna be like, I nailed this, guys. I can do this. I can do this. So that was our interview with Teresa Cheng and my failure at tooth trivia. I'm sorry, everybody. But to give you kind of some upcoming events, we have campaign leader training coming in June. We actually just wrapped one up a couple days ago. We also have the 35th birthday party for the CFD. For those of you who went to the 30th, this is going to be a little bit lower key than that, but it's still going to be a ton of fun. We'll reveal more details probably on next week's podcast, give you a sense of what it is we're going to be doing there. Mm-hmm. We are just getting prepared for the campaign. So we'll be recruiting folks here in the next few weeks. And so if you're interested in being on the campaign, please be a part of it. We love our volunteers and we love the good work you do. I want to thank Dr. Cheng for coming on the show and talking about Everyone for Veterans, which deals with dental care and much more. So for everybody out there, anybody who served, thank you for your service. For those Vietnam vets who are out there, welcome home. We're glad you made it back, and we hope you have a really good day. Thanks a lot, everyone.
Bye.